Oh, you just took a chunk.
I did.
You just took a chunk.
Did I really?
It's not bad, but there's definitely like a.
You could do like a vanilla ice kind of, or
the riffraff.
Okay, a little bit. Yeah, 1 second.
Care, you're getting so close.
He's gonna do it again. Are we rolling on everything?
As always, this podcast is sponsored by the best energy drink in the entire world, Accelerator, baby!
That's right. They are the most delicious energy drinks out on the market right now. I'm rocking Peach Paradise today. And as always, we've got zero sugar per can.
With that, it sustains energy, enhanced focus, accelerated metabolism. You know what, baby? I also heard that... This got rid of my infection in my tooth.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
I went to the doctor and they said it went away.
It accelerated.
And I had an accelerator right before that too. So, you know, it really does cure everything. I also heard it cured Matt's his psoriasis. Yeah, Matt took one little sip the other episode.
Gone.
gone. Whatever I just said, gone. It really cures everything. It cures hangovers.
Magic in a can.
It cures hunger.
That's right.
It cures thirst.
It's a great pick-me-up if it's in the middle of the day, you're feeling a little bit low energy, just crack one of these puppies, or before a workout, whenever you need that acceleration.
I've been honestly replacing these with my alcohol drinking too. When I want to get crazy, I went to a party 2 nights ago, wanted to get crazy, I drank a whole accelerator and I was off the charts.
Okay.
Off the charts.
My man, a little shotgun.
Uh-huh. So, of course, if you guys want to be like us, be like Zanny Heath Unfiltered
and drink crazy.
The best energy drink in the entire world, you're going to go to Amazon. You'll find it all there. You're going to get a $5 off when you click the link in our description below, and it's going to be code 5 save now, and it runs until March 11th.
That's right, baby. So act now while you can, save that money, and just drink the best.
Exactly. Let's get back to the episode, baby.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm not going to lie. I didn't wake up in the best mood. I just woke up. I was like, I don't want to get out of bed today. Just real down.
It happens.
But yeah.
We're in a new house. Obviously, I'm super happy. We're excited to be there. But for some reason, I'm just kind of waking up like a little cranky, and I don't know why.
Is it because there's a lot to do on the to-do list?
Yeah, it's just, we're just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's been nonstop. We haven't really...
It's sun up to sundown. We're doing shit around the house. Yeah. And I think I'm going to bed like extremely tired. And I still, no matter how much sleep I get, I feel like I'm not well rested. So I'm waking up like, I really just want to go back to bed right now. And then once I'm up and we have like coffee and everything, I'm like, okay, getting a little bit better.
That's good. So for me, I just feel like, and I feel like you guys probably feel this too, I feel like someone's out to get me.
How so?
Just certain times. I don't know. I just feel like somebody is sitting there waiting to get me.
I've been
just
a lot more paranoid
lately. Waiting to end me. I don't know. Like it's a
impending doom feeling.
Yeah.
I have a similar fear lately where I feel like I'm about to get hit by a car or something is about to like explode around
me. Just knowing that car accidents happen just so like frequently, I've been thinking a lot about that too. I'll just be driving and every time I pass an intersection, I tighten my whole body and I just like, I pretty much just wait for somebody just
like almost like crossing like railroad tracks. Like you look for a train, but you're still like not sure if a train's coming. Sorry. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. And then also because of that weird little tiny fender bender that I happened over 7 months ago there, my insurance like went up on my car like too much where I still need to call them and figure out what's going on because she never even like did a counterclaim or anything. But I've been so paranoid driving. I'm like, I cannot be hit by anybody. Like
when it comes to that situation, when you get into a car accident and you both decide to take care of it, like just without calling in and just like get it fixed, you pay him. Is that considered like fraud or not fraud?
No.
But like,
no.
Is that's legal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was illegal. It was something like taboo if you did it.
Because
you
don't want to get the insurance companies involved because it will affect your monthly
payments. But if the insurance companies found out that you did that, isn't that like, would that be bad? No?
No. I don't think so.
If somebody got hurt.
If someone got hurt.
Paying them off, that's where I feel like.
Yeah. No, but there's people that are just like, that get into car accidents and everybody's fine. It's just like a small fence. And they're just like, nope, we got to tell the insurance. It's like, why would you do that? You're gonna make everybody's.
The thing is, both people like don't want to do it because one, it's a mark on your car. So like, if you do a Carfax, it shows that you've been in an accident.
Yeah,
it's gonna lower the value. If it's an easy repair, that's just like a little tiny dent. Like you would just be like, here's a couple hundred bucks. Go get the dent removed.
Do you think the people that do want to put it through insurance, is that because they're just like pissed off at them, like for hitting them, for ruining their day?
It's mostly, I think, if it's like a major accident.
No, I understand. If there's a major accident, you have to put it through insurance. There's, you can't like beat around, because that's just like over $30,000 worth of damage on the car if it's like a big accident like that. So I get that, but...
But if your rate goes up so much, you're like, and you calculate how much the rate went up, you're like, well, I should have just paid for the little fender.
Yeah, even though somebody hit you, your insurance is going to go up.
Exactly, and which is why I would never, I would just.
Right.
Yeah.
It all depends on the scenario.
Complicated.
Kind of like how that guy felt when I just blacked out, remember? That was wild. I feel, to this day, I feel so bad for him. Just, he probably felt so safe on the road, and now he's just like me.
Yeah.
Just constantly watching for somebody to just...
Veer into them.
Veer right into them. Just ruin his whole day.
Wait, when did this happen?
It's a small thing of trauma. What?
You hit a guy?
Yeah, do you not remember this?
I don't know.
Remember when I was like, guys, I just blacked out and I just swerved right into this guy. But like, I wasn't like, ah! And I my mind just wasn't on anymore, and I just crashed right into it. This is the one where I was on my way to the doctor for my anxiety.
Was this with your Tesla?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, remember we're like, oh, you should pull up the footage, but you know, the Sentry camera just was not on that day. That camera just like, half the time it just doesn't want to turn on. It doesn't make sense. It should be on at all times just in case.
Yeah. Is it like a membership you have to pay for to like make sure it's recording?
I think it all depends on like maybe the battery on your car or something. I mean, I don't think my battery's like was
low full. Power mode.
It was like low power mode or something.
I have a phone percentage question I wanted to ask you guys. Are you guys, do you like seeing the number percentage?
I have number.
You
always
have number?
Always.
What's the other option?
No number.
I want to see a number.
Oh, no, give me the number.
See, the number makes me go too squirrely. I'd rather like eyeball it. So I'm like, okay, I'm good. But if you're giving me the digit and then seeing it go down all the time.
No, I need to see exact. That
messes. So it sounds like you probably look at the bar when it's halfway full, you just charge it again.
I don't,
because there's no way you get like, what if,
because I don't know. My phone has never died on me in my life, but when I'm going out, I'm always thinking it's like gonna die.
Your phone has never died on you in your life.
No, not in my life, but I guess not in the past 5 years.
You should turn off your phone sometimes.
So I'm just going to go out and party until it dies.
No, think about it. Your device being on. For 5 years.
Pretty crazy.
I mean, I've turned it off sometimes.
Okay.
If it's been acting weird.
Oh, okay, good.
Do a hard reset.
But sometimes if it's down to 20%, I'm not taking any more photos. I'm not looking at TikTok for the rest of the day. Like if I'm out and about and I know I'm not going to charge.
No, I run that like my gas tank.
Yeah.
I'm like, keep going until
keep going. Push it.
Okay, maybe I should go to the numbers then.
We pay.
It makes you feel alive because you can be so precise.
We pay way too much money for those phones. To not let it run to its last.
Like new cars, they give you how many miles until empty. It's fun to see that. Because sometimes I'll look at my tank and be like, damn, I'm about to run out right now. And then it's like, you've got 50 miles. I was like, I can get to Zane's house 10 more times.
I love a challenge.
Yeah, me too.
I've let my car completely run out of gas 3 times in my life.
I've never done that.
Three times?
That's bad.
Oh,
three
Zane,
times.
That's bad.
That's bad,
I've
right?
never ran
we're
out of gas.
Literally going up the hill. Going up. I was on my way home. And dude, I had like 2 more turns left. And I'm like, no!
What happens? I've never run out of
gas. Does it make a sound? Does it go like, puh, puh? Like a cartoon. Like, puh, puh.
No, it just dies. Like,
Oh my gosh.
That's really cool.
And are you, does the gauge, because I've heard that like even if you get down to 0 miles, you can still drive like another 25.
Oh, easily.
But does the gauge go like to bonus mode? Does it keep going? Or
it
does
goes
it really,
below the bottom.
Man, I ran that shit to the last drop. To the last drop.
There should be like an alarm that goes off once it runs out that says like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah,
like,
it was my G-Wagon too. Heavy ass car sitting on a...
Were you driving home? Because what
was
going to
happen? I was driving home.
But then if it was
you'd have to go
dead,
get gas in the morning
and haul up a gas tank or like
back then I was like, I'm lazy now, but I was real just wait till last minute, wait till the last second every single time.
Are you guys like fill up like half a tank at a time or do you just go get full?
I'm guilty. I do half a tank because I always think I'm gonna find a better deal somewhere else, or I think like maybe the economy is gonna get really great like next week
and the next couple miles.
Yeah, or sometimes I know gas is cheaper on this side of the hill compared to being in the thick of West Hollywood. So I'm like, I'll wait till I'm in the Valley. Because I'm like, I don't need to fill it up.
Yeah, and back then all the time too, like especially with the work I was working, I had to drive to Miami all the time. Uh-huh. And I only had just so much money to be. So I would always fill it up like quarter, half. And that sucked because I was in my Mitsubishi Galant.
My Mitsubishi.
And that thing guzzled my gas. Gas was expensive. I was paying like
that
over
$100.
That car
was the definition of a hoopty.
You remember that car?
I can't forget
the side view mirror hanging off.
What kind of car?
It's a Mitsubishi Galant.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah. I had like a light gray one with the line in the middle. Like it looked.
Oh, shit. Man, yeah. That's a boat.
Matt, you know how much I paid for my first car?
Less than $5,000.
$3,000 for my first car.
You could tell me 20 bucks and I would have believed it.
Thinking that I was never going to have a problem with it.
Zay, mine was $2,800.
My transmission went out. The first 5 months. The first 5 months. Mm-hmm. Transmission. You know how much a your transmission is?
Like $15,000, $20,000?
Like $4,000.
Oh, boy.
Guess what? It was a totaled car. It was legally a totaled car.
Did you not ask for the Carfax?
Cash for clunker.
Yeah.
No, just get that $500.
I didn't get it because I didn't want to spend money on somebody checking up on my car to see if it was worth it.
But it also had this like giant like green exhaust tip hanging off the back of it.
Green? Mine?
Yes.
How do you remember this?
Because I remember looking at it and I was like, that looks like a Flanagan's cup.
Oh, yes.
Hanging
off
the back of your car. It was so big and disgusting. And it was one of those that was like, like the weed eater cars. Man.
Dude, I started from the bottom. That was like.
Did you pay for it for yourself or was your Bubba like.
No, I saved up. I saved up and paid for it.
I'm calling him my Bubba.
Yeah, that was
or was your like Bubba like?
I saved up everything, dude. I paid for everything. The only time my parents like spent like gave me money was like in middle school for like lunch money. I like they'd give me quarters from their quarter bowl, and then I would just use that to like buy lunch from the vending machine. That was like my lunch. Mm. And then as soon as I got a job when I was like 15, I paid for everything.
Oh wow. I have a dumb question, and I've never Googled it, and I don't think I've ever asked this. When someone says that they bought a house in full in cash, are they paying with like
actual
funds?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
it
cash
just means you wired the money. Yeah. Like, you're not. Okay. You're
it's
not
very confusing, though. Like, what's the point?
They say that. I think it's because, like, traditional. Traditionally, we're paying in cash, you give them cash. But now it's just like a term that, like, you're paying
it
all
at once.
You paid
it in full. When you put cash involved, that like it goes Beyonce and Jay-Z just bought $1 billion home in Malibu
in cash.
I'm like, are they all going to the bank? And like, what's this meeting? Is there briefcases stacked? Okay.
It's just like they got all the money right now.
Yeah.
Like you're paying me in cash. I'm getting the whole, there's no monthly payments. I'm just getting it all. I have it. I could spend it right now.
Yeah.
If I wanted to.
You know how much cash there, like how much money there is in the US and how much of that's in actual cash?
It's literally, wait. I think it's like, less than 5% is actual cash.
Wait, what?
Because you think that like all the money that you have, that there's like an actual bill for it somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
There's
no.
Not.
It's
basically,
all digital.
It's all so digital.
If everybody would decide that they wanted to pull out.
The economy would collapse. It would collapse. It's pretty.
Hey guys, should we do like a little challenge?
Between 1% to 5% is actual physical cash.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Has everyone checked their unclaimed checks?
Oh yeah!
Oh,
just got my. I found
Heath, that was genius.
Unclaimed property.
Yeah.
We did that like a couple years ago.
I just did Zane's the other day. I looked him up. He's got $4,000.
Whoa!
I couldn't believe
you could
it.
You can buy another Mitsubishi.
Exactly.
Wow. A new transmission.
And this was from years. Like because I saw like my stepmom's name on there from like.
The one that I found for myself was from our first apartment out here. You had one, I think, from there as well.
Yeah.
This is a new. Wait, recently you just looked up. There was a $4,001 for you.
Yes.
Because when
yesterday
we did this a couple years ago, there wasn't one. Right?
Some of them you can't claim yet until it hits a certain time. So, like, I have three that are waiting for me, but I can't add to cart, basically, until, like, another, like, 3 months or so.
Are these tied? Because you have to type in, like, your address or, like, the residency of your time. Like,
all I did was search my name, and then, like, a lot of his big ones were under his business name. So I searched his business, and mine was under my business.
Is this the state of California or national unclaimed property?
It's like the something California.gov.
Can you actually look it up for the people listening so they can search it up.
You can unclaimed property.
What? Unclaimed property in their state. They Google it.
One for Florida was Florida Treasure Hunt.
Got it.
SCO.ca.gov.
I had what, $48?
Yeah, you do.
There you go.
Lunch is on me.
Come on.
But what is the unclaimed property? It was like you had money in like a different bank account that was just sitting there.
Matt, I really don't, because it was all it said was an address and an amount.
Mine was from State Farm.
Okay.
I think. So basically, like, if you have like your insurance or whatever and they cut you a check back, if you overpaid or some sort of like debit back to you and you don't claim it, they legally like can't take your money and they'll hold it for however many years if you go call them and like get it sent to you. But once it hits like a certain threshold, they send it off to California government or whatever, and then you can get it from them.
Got it.
But you have to basically like fill out this form, sign it, and then mail it in.
My dad was freaking out when
him. Yeah. I found some for his dad too.
He was looking at all my family members. He's like, "What's your brother's name? Like, what's your
what's your brother's name?
No, what's your stepmom's name?" He just looked up everybody. Everybody was just getting all the, like, yeah. my dad that's had like $137.
And you had to go through like 137 Ahmeds too, probably.
It's crazy. There's a Ali Hijazi in Miami, but it wasn't my brother.
Wasn't your brother.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Ali Hijazi.
Oh, your last name is an Ahmed. I'm so sorry.
What? Hijazi. It's my middle name, though.
Okay. Is your dad Ahmed?
First name.
Okay.
That's first name.
That's
Ahmed.
What I was thinking. I don't know.
I'm going to start a business just going around and claiming everybody's and taking like a nice 10%.
Yeah.
You find like some wealthy guy who's just like, hey. Oh, damn. But man, you found, I had a $1.2 million out in Oklahoma.
But it won't look too good for your business because you're not telling them exactly what you're doing. But you're asking for their ID. You're asking for their social security number. It's going to look a little
unethical
scammy.
Unethical life hack.
You're a treasure hunter. A vigilante.
That's right. For the people.
Run that intro. We have not done the
intro. Oh, the intro. All right.
It's coffee time, baby.
Ooh, it's coffee time, baby. It's coffee time.
$1 million.
Is it playing?
Damn.
Is it done?
That has to be a record.
I should put my headset on.
Jordan, how long have we been recording?
17-minute intro,
new
baby.
New record.
Nice.
High score.
Hey, you know what that means? That means it was a good start. It was
a good run.
That's
right. You see the lady that just donated $1 billion?
Yes. We didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered. Continue, Heath. What were you
doing? Yeah. The lady just donated $1 billion.
Damn right.
How insane.
Much? She's a billionaire, right?
Well, I guess her husband died is what I heard. And she came into the money and was like, give it away.
How much billion is she worth? It has to be in the double digit billion.
She donated exactly $1 billion.
She is
good for her.
So cute.
She has $100 billion.
Yeah, right.
it's like, oh sure.
She's so cute.
93 years old, right? She's a widow.
What is she like?
So she donated it to pay off like tuition for Bronx Medical School.
That's for the really Albert Einstein cool. College of Medicine. And that's great if it's a college of medicine too, because those kids are the ones who are gonna become doctors, and the loans that they have to be paying off for the rest of their lives that's crazy. Especially when you're a person who's going out to save lives, to help people.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Good for her.
That's really cool.
It's going to be a nice tax write-off for her.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, can we write that one off $1 billion? How we doing?
They're like, we've never had this type of donation before.
They give her a statue. You are like, people are going to be getting tattoos of her and everything.
That's an insane donation amount. Like, think about it.
Do you think, though, I saw the video of her like announcing it. The kids going into that assembly, they knew that there was going to be a big surprise, because a lot of those kids had their phones out. And kids, I mean, students, college students.
And especially a school like that, they knew it was going to be a lot of money. They wouldn't gather all of them in a room like that.
Imagine you just graduated the year before, though, and you're like, she did what? Pissed.
She's
You know what I'd do? I would get like the 2 years after the 2 years after, just so they don't feel left out.
Yeah, something.
$1 billion divided by 60 grand?
Yeah.
How many people she paid for?
Oh my God, it's going to be so much.
16,000 students. So how many students do you think go to the Bronx University?
What?
But wait. Also, that's $60,000 a year over 4 years. So then you have to divide that by four.
So there, she's pretty much covering one year for every student?
I think it's 1,600. No, that's wrong.
Wow.
Wait, there's 8,300 students.
Oh!
But this is the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, though, so it's only a certain...
Albert... Okay, don't know.
Okay. 737 MD students, 209 PhD students. Okay, so she's taking care of a lot of
people. Taking,
they're
yeah,
covered.
She, yeah.
Room and
wow.
board.
Mm.
That's awesome.
They got to name like a highway after her or something. Or a school.
I want like a whole...
A school would make more sense.
I want a whole wing, you know?
They do that.
I want
those colleges. They're going to make the biggest building under her. And you know what? This work, like I would too if I get my name on the top of the building.
Hopefully like that's what our husband like wanted. He's like, you did what?
I saved that money for you.
She paid that money just to get one of her grandkids into the school. He's just an idiot.
somehow she's going to get canceled this year for something stupid.
People are already complaining.
About what? About her donating? That's cool.
It's just somebody.
If she did it to your school, you'd be happy.
Yeah.
Wait, is it because it's to us like a prestige? Like,
because people think
a
you
big,
could give
a
it to
school?
other causes. There's always just something. No matter how much you give or what you give to, people are going to say something.
It's education.
Yeah. Could it be educational?
It would be very educational.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
We got so many hot festivals coming up. We got concerts. We got games. We got it all. All on SeatGeek, baby.
That's right. And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app out there.
Like I said, there's so much going on. They got more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and much, much more.
That's right, baby. We got artists like Drake, the Jonas Brothers, Post Malone, the 1975. They're all on tour right now, and you do not want to miss it.
And as you guys know, SeatGeek is great. They put all the tickets across the web in one place just to make sure you are getting the best deal possible.
That's right. And each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So look for green dots. Green means it's a good deal and red means it's not the best deal.
And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
Settle down. We got you covered. All you have to do is use code UNFILTERED and you're going to get 20% off tickets at SeatGeek.
Yes, that's $20 off your first purchase with promo code UNFILTERED. Make sure to click the link in our description box below to download the app today.
Thank you so much, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast and sending us to all of the events.
Did you guys see the Willy Wonka factory, the pop-up?
Yes,
in Glasgow,
Scotland.
I cannot believe people thought that was...
They were advertising that they were having this Willy Wonka experience. You know how there's like the Vincent Van Gogh thing, these little like pop-up exhibits that you can go. And they were heavily advertising that take your kids to this place full of a magical land of candy, chocolate, and wonder straight out of the Willy Wonka movie.
Okay.
And it was about £34 a ticket.
Okay.
And these people get to this exhibit.
Hey, look at this.
No.
You can't make this up.
It is straight out of like Fyre Festival.
There were children crying.
No, they just Amazon anything that they could. And
or it looks like they found things in a dumpster and then they got the idea.
Hey, this kind of looks like a Willy Wonka.
Yeah, they were like, should we just do a whole.
They found one like giant lollipop. They were like.
Oh, yeah.
We can make this work.
Yeah, like it could have been from like props from a play at a school in the back dumpster. And they just got the idea, like, what can we do with this?
We could set something up for the kids.
Look at this. No, like not even any tablecloths on the table.
That's really funny.
What's crazy to me is that ever since Fyre Festival...
People think they could just do whatever they want.
It really set this like... Because I can't think of anything before Fyre Festival that really... Where you paid so much money, and this is obviously just £34, but... People just paid so much money to get this experience, and it was just a complete bust. And I wonder how they even promoted this. Like, what was the
fancy website? You tell AI, make me a website
that looks like a crack house.
Remember, look at this.
That looks like a like you just walked into a trap house and you just got these people.
Okay, hear me out. Wouldn't be that bad, but this place looks like
it's too big.
50,000 square feet. Right. If it was one room, all those decorations in one room. Would have looked pretty good.
If this was in a house, it would be unbelievable.
Right.
But it's this huge warehouse and they didn't fill the space. They just put the props
I think they underestimated the venue of what they booked and they were like, we are screwed. And guess what? Apparently there wasn't even any chocolate there. They only got like a cup of lemonade and like one jelly bean.
Did you see the cups of water on a table?
That was like the lemonade.
Matt, imagine they got, you know the tractor scene?
The lemonade stand? No.
Guys, remember the tractor scene where they're all in this machine? Imagine they just brought like a... and they made this like makeshift like green screen where they're just like, well, look, we're...
And apparently the actors that were there were given like AI generated scripts that made no sense. And there's this one clip where they like have this guy's dressed up as Willy Wonka and he goes, now I present to you, he's the kids looking in a mirror, and this guy comes out from behind it and he has this like, you know, like Jabberwocky mask on, and he's like, he's from the unknown, and the kids start crying. Someone commented and said, this looks like it's straight out of a It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
That's really good.
This is, look at
they
that.
They couldn't even fill the water cups up.
Look at the water.
Such good inspo, though, for like a whole episode like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just because there's been so many. It's like the, and it's like, oh, what did Ace Family do? Didn't they make like a whole? It's like that. It's just they, like, I kind of want to make one just like this, but it's for laughs. Like, please come on in. This just horrible experience.
Apparently the cops got called and everyone's getting a refund for it. And you know, that's what I'll tell the people. If you see that there's some cool like exhibit or event coming to your town, do your research before you go to it. Because even, I mean, this is really bad, but some of those places lately, they're not that great. They're there to take your money.
I don't trust any like pop-up event like that. Like pop-up fairs? No.
Oh,
pop-up rides? Absolutely not.
Tell me that's not the goodie bag of candy each kid got.
Yes, they got like one jelly bean.
That's not real.
They're just edibles.
They're high thinking it really is the coolest place.
That's why this employee's blurred out, because they're giving the kids edibles. Look at that.
I would quit on the spot. Like if I showed up for work and I'm like, this is what it is, I'd be like, I'm so sorry, folks. Like,
I can't do it.
I can't do this. I can't even take your money. Like, I'm walking out right with you.
I just wish that this went viral, like, as it was happening, just so, like, they could fly out Timothy Chalamet into here and just kind of give everybody a good experience.
Put a smile on kids' faces.
This looks like complete ass, but hey, look, we have Timmy Chalamet. Or even get the old guy from the first movie. Just have him walk through.
Gene Wilder is passed.
Yeah. Or bring his spirit. I don't know.
I think South Park should do an episode.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure
they will.
Oh, my God. Speaking of South Park, we saw a whole episode. Crazy. A whole episode that they were making like a parody of just Logan Paul's prime drink.
Oh, yeah.
It was the whole episode. They called it like...
Cred.
But the bottle looked just exactly, like prime and everything. And, bro, I would have felt so good as a founder of a brand if they made a whole South Park episode about it.
I was retired.
Yeah, and it didn't even make it look that bad. Like, it didn't make Prime look bad at all. It was just like...
They call him Logan Paul in it?
No. Logan Paul's name wasn't mentioned or anything. It was just it was just his drink.
Oh, good.
But dude, I remember watching. I was like, damn, that's so sick.
It's pretty cool.
You made it. If you're on South Park, you made it.
Yeah.
What does the drink do? Is it make the kids like act crazy, or
I don't think there's anything in the drink that makes them crazy. It's just everybody just feels so left out if they don't have a cred on them.
Yeah.
So all the kids would have cred in their pocket or like on the in their net, you know, the backpack with a net on the side. They'd have it sitting in there. It's like, bro, where's your cred? He's like, and then the kids would just be like, oh, I just left mine at home. He's like, oh, we don't want to hang out with you. And they'll all like turn away and rock away if they don't have like cred on them. And then obviously the new flavor comes out, and like one kid has the new flavor, and I was like, why'd you get the flavor? Like, how'd you get that?
Damn.
It's a good name.
SNL. Did you guys see the last one?
With Shane Gillis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like Shane Gillis?
I don't mind. I don't mind Shane Gillis.
He's so funny.
I like listening to him on podcasts sometimes. I think he like dances the line really, really well with stuff. He's pushed it, but like,
I don't mind. What I like about him is the way he just talks. Like, just him having a conversation, even if he's not trying to say anything funny, his facial expressions and his timing with just the things that he says are so good that you're like laughing at the way he talks mostly, but then like he'll throw in like a joke or something with it.
It just feels like you're talking to him one-on-one.
Yeah.
Whenever he's on stage, like it really feels like you're getting that experience of just, like,
and he's a really good storyteller.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. He's had a wild story too. He used to be like a Marine as well. And then I think he was in the Marine or the other one?
He was like,
oh my God.
Is that him?
Yeah. That's him.
That's insane.
Yeah. Oh, he went to West Point. Yeah. And he played on the football team at West Point. I think
that's
sorry
what
if
it
I'm,
was.
I'm wrong.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And he got on SNL, though, and then they found, like, him, I don't know if it was tweets or him using
they
some
found a
slurs
podcast of
him talking about it. But I think that's, like, so badass that you went from, like, truly getting canceled, and then you got to go back to the show that you got canceled from, and you got to host.
Especially because, like, they had the highest ratings they've had in, like, 15 years was this episode.
Wait, really?
Uh-huh.
How many lives does this guy live?
Well, he's pretty
he
fascinating.
Does it all.
And his Trump, I wish, like, though, his Trump impression is so fucking good. It's, like, the most accurate, like if he was got on SNL, he would have been, like, killing it.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
Let me ask you something. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour of your day, huh? Would you go for a run, take a nap? Maybe read a book.
I know you wouldn't.
Show up for a friend. You know, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and what makes it a priority.
And what should you make a priority? Therapy, baby. And that's why we got BetterHelp.
And if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
And it's super simple. You're going to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, baby.
Plus, you're going to do it all from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to sit in traffic, spend any gas money, go in any waiting rooms.
Mm-mm.
Baby, just stay in bed, sit on the couch, just feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode, and thank you for taking care of our hearts and our mind.
I saw something. I saw something on Twitter where somebody posted they work at Sephora and they're doing a whole celebratory thing where Sephora just hit like $10 billion in sales in 2023. And they gave all the workers as a reward, a cookie. And on the cookie, it says, happy 10 billion.
Happy 10 billion.
What?
Look.
How did they not run that by anybody? Like, wait, whose idea was that?
Out of touch.
Happy $10 billion. Here's a cookie.
And like, what, every Sephora store
that's
employee
terrible.
Gets a cookie? And that, what's even like funny, like, oh, do you want a cookie? Like, that's what somebody will say in response of like doing well.
It's
like,
better,
oh, what, you want a cookie?
Just don't do anything at all.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just don't even mention it.
Take them all on a retreat or something.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they could too. Like,
give them a nice PR box.
Exactly. My, my last job, what I used to do was, I worked with a lot of companies where they would do good in sales and they'd bring their employees out on these trips. And like Best Buy, they would take their top 300, 400 salesmen and bring them all to Miami and they get a full like pay trip, hotel, you know, excursions, all that. That's what all these companies should do. The environment they would create where it makes people want to like feel like a family, like that would help so much.
There's a lot of companies that do like different business or good business or whatever. And the way they like treat their employees, they'll be like, if you want to come in, come in. If you want to work from home, work from home. If you want vacation, you just want to take the day off, do whatever you want. Like work however you want to work. And they noticed that everybody's like work ethic and the amount of production they were getting done, their sales went up, everything went up. The employees were happier. They ended up working harder and more, having the option to just do whatever they wanted, basically.
Mm-hmm. To go off of that, Danielle's work, her schedule is pretty much, she only goes into the office from Tuesday to Thursday. Monday and Friday, she gets to work from home, and that's her week. And Danielle now works so much more. She's constantly on the computer through the, like at night, too.
You feel like more incentivized. You feel like you want to work more.
She's not even putting overtime. She just like works because she's in the she's sitting on the couch, she's watching TV. I might as well just get all these emails done for the next couple hours.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like just having an environment like that for all your employees where like, hey, do it on your own time. It that would make me work harder. That'd make me want to get all my shit done because like,
yeah,
they're taking it so easy on me where I feel like, oh, I don't want to make them mad.
Right.
So I'm going to work harder.
Now, yes, I'm totally like, I think if working from home works for you and that's so beneficial to your lifestyle and you feel like you're more productive doing it, absolutely go and do it.
I'm not productive at home.
What freaks me out though is like the real estate business though and all these office buildings that are not getting filled because people are working from home, yeah. and like that is like tanking all these. Yeah, like,
does it make a brand look worse if there's no like office building attached to it? Like, if you don't need the office building and people can just work from their computers at home,
totally depends on the industry and what type of projects you're working on. And like, if you genuinely need people, you know, boots on the ground working there.
I mean, I'm sure there are roles and positions at companies that require you being there.
No, like, absolutely, physically. Yeah.
I love the whole do your own schedule type play that they're doing. And then I just think it's way different than having like a casual Friday.
Yeah, you can wear your shirt untucked.
Oh yeah.
Did anybody ever like get pumped up for that? Yeah, I never had a job.
I did when I worked at the mall and it like hit, or no, not at the mall. Sorry. When I worked,
for the event people.
Like I never had a casual Friday day, but I couldn't imagine that I would be that excited.
We were excited like as kids in Catholic school when we would have we called it dress down day.
I like suit and tie culture though. I understand.
Don't get me started.
You have to, suit and tie culture, I think would be awesome if your company paid for the damn dry cleaning. I feel bad for people. You have to wear suit and tie. You have to go buy the suits. You have to go buy all this stuff. And that's more expensive. That's a tough lifestyle to keep up with. I just miss the days where you would see like a time lapse of people in New York City walking across the street.
With everyone.
If you went to a sports game, everyone there's wearing suits because they just came off from work and they're going to the game. I miss that era of just dress and aesthetic, and it's kind of lost, but you know, power to the people. If you're more comfortable, it helps
you know what
health.
I love too, that like business dress aesthetic with the briefcase and the suit. I wish, like, looking back at like old videos and pictures, people at the airport in like blazers, like people used to go to the airport dressed to impress.
Yeah,
like everybody looks. Now it's like straight up pajamas and bringing your own pillow and blanket. Everybody
looks like
a giant slumber party at the airport now.
I hate pajama pants at the fucking airport.
Everybody.
If you're wearing pajama pants, wear some just sweats, but pajama pants. I'm like,
wait, pajama. I'm trying to see if I've ever.
Jam jams.
Like Cookie Monster pajama pants.
I was thinking that was the exact ones that I was thinking of. I can't stand when people wear actual pajamas.
Get that out of my face. I'm disgusted. That fabric is too thin.
You've got women in like sleeping muumuus walking around. I'm like,
it is crazy. Like when you said slumber party, made me think of everybody that's just laying down on the floor.
Everybody now.
Imagine back then in their suit, people laying down on the floor at the airport. But these days, when you do dress up, you get more taken care of.
Oh yeah,
I've noticed that too. Like there was one time where I like dressed a little nicer, and at the front, they just look at you like, oh okay,
And you feel better.
Yeah.
I like to dress up for the
airport. Even schools are very different. I notice kids in school now, it's pajama pants and sweatshirts. Because I guess
there's no uniform anymore?
If you go to private school. But a lot of teachers in a lot of schools now, they do a day where like they dress like students, and it's always just plaid pajama pants pattern with the sweatshirt. Like we all used to look forward to going to school to show off an outfit.
Yeah.
Like it was very different. If you go into your job on an off day to pick up your check and you're in normal clothes,
it looks different.
That's a weird feeling.
Like you feel like you shouldn't be seeing it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
I once saw my hot teacher, Miss Atlas, outside of school.
Shout out to Miss Atlas.
My God. She didn't look like the other teachers.
What do you mean? That.
She just didn't look like the other teachers. She dressed like she was in school on the days that we had class. And then just outside was just something else. What's that show with the teacher and the kid?
Oh, May December, the movie?
No, the other one, the
Bad Teacher.
The teacher. I mean, this is horrible, but just like she was like a teacher when I was a kid. That was
Aren't
a teacher that I would want.
She was hot.
That was a teacher where I'd have like want to have a secret relationship with.
Oh my gosh.
Are you talking about Bad Teacher? Cameron Diaz?
No, the teacher.
She's hot.
You know Phineas is in that movie?
Really?
Oh my gosh, no way. I love this movie.
Like, that's him. Right there, the spiky little, that's him.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he still does look the same, but yeah, you can tell that's him.
Okay, how do you get that role?
I just want a small role like that. Homeschool child actor, I guess.
I want to get hit with a dodgeball for a scene. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, if you lived out in L.A., got a flexible lifestyle, of course you go on some auditions.
How do you get like small roles like that?
Have a good agent. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
There's open castings every day to be like extras and stuff.
Oh, I want to do that.
I don't, but the whole.
It's so much time.
Audition.
You're gone for like 2 weeks and you get paid.
Well, not for like doing extra work, like you don't really have to like audition for that. You just like
if movies, you're the right body type, or they
movies
gotta, like,
need
see...
extras all the time. Like you could be in the background of stuff, like sitting in a restaurant while other people are like the movies.
We had our moment. We had our moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to overact the shit out of it, like in the back in the scene of a.
And they're like, I'm yes. sorry.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Dial it down back there.
If you just always like whenever you're watching a movie, look at the extras in the back. Sometimes you can tell that one of them is trying so hard to get like for them to get that screen grab for their own page.
They're angled out just a little too much to the camera. A little bit.
Like, they're supposed to be talking like this, but like they're clearly just like.
Yeah, but everybody wants every. You got to.
Yeah,
like
you,
that's,
you have to. You have
that's
to.
Your chance. And for people to believe you, I remember when I did The Rock of Ages, I was over the top trying to like.
Do anything you can.
Just to so like you can like actually see yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like you want to be able to be like, that's clear.
You're immortal. You. I think that's so fucking cool. I'd much rather be like, I don't, knowing that I'm in the background of a movie.
Yeah.
Years from now that like my grandkids will be like, my grandpa is in this movie yeah. in the background. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Like
an iconic movie.
Yeah. You're on an airplane. You're on an airplane and you can like pull yourself up and be like, look, there I am.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Shopify.
Y'all hear that, baby? That is the best kind of notification. Sound of another sale on Shopify and the moment another business dream becomes a reality.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Whether you're selling coffee, you're selling merch, you're selling soaps, you're selling candles, you're selling protein bars.
Selling your soul.
Ooh, spooky. Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can focus on successfully growing your business.
And Shopify covers every sales channel from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform. It even lets you sell across social media marketplaces like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.
And they're packed with industry-leading tools ready to ignite your growth. Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without having to learn any new skills in design or code, which I know I'm really bad at.
And thanks to 24/7 support and an extensive business course library, Shopify is there to support your success every step of the way.
As you guys know, Heath and I have a coffee company and we run the entire thing straight from Shopify. It is literally, it's like running a business for dummies. It's like mm-hmm. the easiest site to work off of and everything that you need and just setting it up.
Put it this way. If we can figure it out, yeah. literally anybody can.
You see these big idiots running a whole company through mm-hmm. Shopify. Now it's your turn to get serious about selling and try Shopify today.
That's right, baby. That is possibility powered by Shopify. And if you want to sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unfiltered, all lowercase.
One more time so you don't forget, go to shopify.com/unfiltered to take your business to the next level. Baby.
Again, shopify.com/unfiltered.
Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring today's podcast. We love you so much. And everybody listening right now, make your business today, right now.
Start
Don't
it.
Wait.
Did you hear about the manta ray that is in like an aquarium in, I believe it's North or South Carolina? It's been in a tank like by itself. It's a stingray. It's not a manta ray. It's a stingray.
Yeah.
Female stingray hasn't been with another mate in 8 years and is suddenly mysteriously pregnant.
Huh?
Mm.
And no, they're like, how? They go, how is this stingray pregnant? This doesn't make sense because this type of breed, like
the Virgin Mary, it's of the stingrays. Yeah,
you just see a worker get in the tank in the middle.
Stop
it. Enough.
So they have two theories.
The cameras.
They have two theories about how this stingray might be pregnant. There's another tiny, like I'm talking like little itty bitty, like shark fish kind of thing in there.
Okay.
And they noticed that there were nips on the stingray's wings and they go, okay, so that means this shark could have potentially impregnated the stingray and that's going to produce a breed that we've never seen.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Or
real quick, just so I can understand the biology.
Yeah.
Stingrays give live birth.
I don't know if they lay eggs. I bet they lay eggs because it's a fish. It has gills. So... Like sharks lay eggs. What?
I think they're seeing each other.
They look pretty intimate in that picture.
So,
oh, guys, I thought it's a bee.
Oh, they shoot out. Oh, they don't lay eggs? Oh, sorry.
They give milk? Well, you learn something every day.
I thought this was a full-size stingray and a full-size shark. In my head, great white.
Oh, no.
That was in my head. That's why I was like, what?
So
wait, I didn't think babies could have intercourse like that? And I don't they have to be a certain age? Well, period? So, when was their period?
So what the, then it's also crazy. They may think that this, it's happened in some species. I think it's called like parthenogenesis. And that's like the ability to reproduce without having a mate, which is like,
whoa,
also crazy. But they've never seen parthenogenesis in this species of stingrays. So
it's possible to humans though, right? Because of Virgin Mary.
Because of God.
But God mixed with Panorama Genesis.
Exactly. Pangea, Zane.
It's just wild. After 8 years, suddenly this stingray is like, I'm going to give birth.
What if someone just was over the tank one day and just...
Zane, enough.
Just think about it. There's weirdos out there.
It's two different. You can't have like a...
You can't crossbreed a human and a stingray.
Yeah, no.
But imagine...
Who thought they could crossbreed a...
Imagine if you could, though. Imagine the controversies. Like, you're going in to give birth and like a half horse comes out.
Does it have rights? Can it vote? Like,
no, but like imagine have the look vote. On the face of everybody. Like, you just exposed yourself to doing some... bizarre stuff.
Oh, yeah. Jail.
Like, imagine it comes out and it's half animal.
Bestiality is illegal, right?
Yes.
Like, fully illegal. Yes. Okay.
Unless you're in Amsterdam.
It's not illegal, right?
Like, the video that came out with the one guy, remember that one? The one guy, one horse?
Okay.
Yeah.
That he went to jail for that?
I don't know.
Because you can see his face in it, no?
Sorry to correct me. Sorry for the people of Amsterdam. I don't think that there's the... But I know that I think down in like Mexico or South America, there's like shows where you can go watch somebody get fucked by a horse.
Keep hitting different countries, Matt. It's just every country he's listing.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think Russia and Sweden? China, Korea.
I know it exists. I just... Sorry I said Amsterdam.
But that's fine. I don't think Amsterdam people would get upset.
I think there's like just sex shows in Amsterdam.
With animals?
No.
Experts say it's impossible for a shark to impregnate a stingray.
Okay.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
So they're going to do like a live...
I don't know.
Like a live stream it? Like we have to see this. So we...
Why is the stingray alone?
Right? We have more important questions here.
Yeah.
No, I thought you said a shark was in there.
Yes.
But lone like stingray.
A lone stingray, and it's been in there for eight years. I don't know. Maybe stingrays are competitive. They can get in fights. You don't want like to have them just killing each other. There's all different types.
Her name's Charlotte.
Aww.
Charlotte. Shout out to Charlotte. The answer lies in Charlotte. Do you know what movie that's from?
No.
National Treasure.
Great movie.
The answer lies in Charlotte.
Nicolas Cage. Mm. Do you guys like Nicolas Cage?
I do.
I think he gets too much shit. I think he's a great guy.
I think Nicolas Cage is the equivalent to Nickelback.
How
no.
dare you? Nicolas Cage does good movies.
No, Nickelback
I know,
is
but Nicolas
another...
Cage gets shit, but Nickelback also gets shit. And they make some really good music. They get more shit than they should.
They have one good song.
Nickelback? Dude.
Look at this graph!
Also, this is how...
Yes.
Hey, I want to be a rock star.
Such a good
That's
song.
That's Nickelback?
Yeah.
Dude, they have a lot of good songs.
It's the same structure.
I get what you're saying, though. They're both memes.
Yes.
But they're talented.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Get help.
Stop it. But yes, I think they're the equivalent of music and actor. And also, Nicolas Cage looks like he could be the lead singer of Nickelback.
I get that. It's like people say, like, 8 is the same as Brown or whatever people say.
Yeah,
it's the same energy. I get what you're saying.
Wow. And Brown is also Thursday.
Brown is Thursday.
That's true.
That makes sense. I can see
Science
that.
Is yellow.
Yeah.
I think 7 is Thursday.
No, 7's like Sunday.
Oh, yeah, because it's the 7th day, I
Spanish,
guess.
Red.
Spanish is red. That's good.
Oh, have you all seen how bad Wendy Williams is?
Who is that again?
I didn't see the documentary.
How are you doing?
No, you haven't seen
like clips on TikTok?
No.
TikTok always just, I don't know, it's always showing me Wendy Williams stuff, but it's sad. She's at such a peak of like being loved, but like she's not there anymore.
It's really sad just seeing these like incredible like actors and, you know, people that are in the industry just like getting so old and they're just not able to perform anymore because like what's the guy from Fast and Furious? What's his name?
Bruce Willis.
Oh.
Not Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those movies. Dead and Alive.
Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Dead and Alive. Dead and Alive.
Dead and Alive.
Damn. But apparently the Wendy Williams, like, financially, like, her estate isn't doing very well. So, like, she needs to make money. So, in a way. But, like, is it helping her or is it helping everyone else around her?
Yeah.
But it's kind of entertaining because she's, like, talking to her assistant and her assistant's talking. She's like, I wish you would get liposuction. but the hair. The hair is everything. And the assistant's like, thank you. Okay.
Did you guys see the clip of J-Lo behind this, like, it was like, it looked like it was like a documentary was being filmed, and at first I thought it is
a documentary, the BTS behind her big movie,
her big movie that just came out, and it's just a compilation, it's the video, it's a compilation of all pretty much all her friends and like big actors all just saying no to being in this movie, and she's just getting flustered.
Their assistants, like Jason Momoa said no, Tom Cruise said no, like someone commented on that clip was like me inviting people to my party.
Dude, it was just, I was just so surprised she saw that. I was just like, let people see this. It was really sad. It's sad and embarrassing. Like, it just, what it seemed like everybody was saying no because nobody just wanted to be a part of any project that she was doing. Mm.
Because no one also wanted, she had to put $20 million of her own money into making that movie. She basically made like, she put out a new album and then made a $20 million heavily CGI movie that's like a, you know, how would I describe it? Like a thriller, like a...
Oh,
like a
Purple Rain kind of movie.
And I respect her vision.
Prime.
I respect her vision. She had this vision, right? Like it was out of the ordinary, but like you could tell like her heart and soul was into it. And I appreciated that because, you know, whenever
that's,
I feel like I want to do
us
something.
Asking for guests to come on this show.
I'm just so over it. Like J-Lo though, she's like, this is me now. New songs. I'm still like here. I'm still relevant. Like there's a level of when you become a pop star, you have your catalog of music. Go take a Vegas residency. People want to see that. You're new. And they looked at the numbers of her new
really
J-Lo album. It's like some of her songs only have 40,000 listens. Like
her new ones?
Yeah. No one's listening to this new stuff. You're not going to be on the radio like with these hits, J-Lo. Go focus on probably the acting and doing residency, playing the hits for people. You're now, what is she, 50 something? Mm-hmm. I'll respect her, but there's just this level where she's like, I still have it. Yeah. I'm like, chill.
Yeah, I think maybe she's just like trying to, like, for her, that's just fun. Like new projects. It makes her feel.
I'm not going to say anything because I feel like I'm going to be 50 and being like, we need to come out with a new podcast set. We need to keep recording. So I don't.
12.
We need to keep recording.
You know what? If you want to keep doing it, do your thing. I mean,
do you think it's going to be like tougher to get into this room and record in like
no,
8 years?
Be naturals.
I think it's going to be so fun.
Look at Howard Stern. Yeah.
I think it's going to be so fun.
I could do this 12 hours a day.
I'm going to be gone.
Especially once we all have kids. It's going to be so funny telling like stories about the kids and everything. Like,
huh? That's going to be me. I just had no idea what's happening around me. Jennifer Coolidge said no. Lizzo said no.
Jordan, could you grab me a squirt, please?
Do you remember like the squirt girl? She would have like a headband. She'd be in the squirt commercials, like dancing on a boat.
She made it pop. She made the drink pop off.
Bubba, careful Googling that one.
I put drink.
squirt girl.
Zane, are you like a model now?
Oh, dude, your pair of thieves pictures were amazing.
It was great. Everybody thought it was AI.
No.
Crazy. When I looked, Heath, as soon as I posted it, I really looked at it. I was like, it just looks like AI.
It didn't give AI to me.
It did to me.
The thing is, when you're shooting on those type of cameras, like a medium format film camera, it already has this very...
The pictures that I posted were digital, I think.
It still looked medium format.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but you could also tell an AI prompt, make it look like medium form.
That's true.
But yeah,
I don't think it looked like AI. I just think they looked really clean. Like they were just like very perfect.
Yeah.
Almost like a magazine shoot ad type thing.
Yeah,
it just looked really professional.
Yeah, it was like the first time I actually felt good about, like, as soon as it was taken, I was like, oh, keep going. Like,
yeah.
I picked like
50 images from that batch. And normally when me and you do a shoot, we take like one or two out of like the thousands that we take. But yeah, I did like a Pair of Thieves like underwear shoot because they put me as part of their campaign for their new fitness, like cool underwear. It was so sick.
That underwear.
Huge thanks to them for just giving me a chance to do that. It was really awesome.
But, did you have fun? Like, do you like that world? Is this motivating to like stay in shape and still do it?
Yeah, be in your daddy's footsteps.
Yeah. Like the now you have pictures of you and your dad side by side to like show your kids.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. Like my dad and my mom both called me right after the doc came out. They were so proud of me. They were really happy. My dad was super happy with me. I thought he was gonna be pissed because of the video, because of all the
really?
Drinking.
Yeah.
When you see something like that in a compilation all together,
it really puts it in perspective.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch, especially like my dad watching that. I was really worried about that. He called me and I actually didn't want to pick up because I was just way too scared.
I didn't know if he was going to yell at me.
It's harmful.
Yeah, Hidayah was in there. I was just really worried about it. Just like, putting the two of Hidayah and that together was like probably really hard to digest. But no, he was like really proud of me. He's like, I'm really glad that you like got out of that mostly and like you're bettering yourself. I'm like, that's amazing.
Perfect.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Rocket Money.
Heath, before Rocket Money, how many apps were you paying for?
Honestly,
you did not know you were paying for years.
That's the thing I couldn't tell you. And that's what's great about Rocket Money is because most people don't know. They don't know because they forget about it. They sign up for something, you know, years ago and they just keep getting billed and they don't see it on their statements.
And Rocket Money even gets those apps that delete on its own or if an app decides to shut down and you're still paying monthly for it because they still do that. They can still do that. They even canceled those because you won't even see it on your phone anymore. And that's how they get you.
Exactly. And with Rocket Money, we have full control over our subscriptions and get a clear view of the expenses.
Exactly. You see all your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help you cancel it with a few taps.
And the best part is that the dashboard shows everything that I'm spending this month compared to last month. So I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they can even help you create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate and lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you.
And if you're still confused, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, which is crazy.
Which has saved its members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
One more time so you do not forget again, rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you so much, Rocket Money, for sponsoring today's podcast. We love you so much and thank you for saving all of us money.
But yeah, I could fill you in real quick. I just had a checkup on my eye.
Yeah.
And my growth is back. So
I can't believe how quick that was.
I know.
Wait, how long ago exactly was
it? It's been a month and a week.
A month?
I think since I got it done.
Was he surprised how quick that came
back? I
think
so.
He was.
I think so.
So
this time it's not in front of your pupil like it was before.
Yeah, it's...
So does he suggest just leave it?
He said he wants to see it again in like 3 months to see.
But you don't notice it like you noticed it the other time.
No, so right now...
That's good. That's good. That's better.
He said it's 40% of the size of when he removed it.
Okay.
Because my last checkup a month ago, I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And now I already have this, so he wants to see in 3 months if it keeps growing.
The cells growing, it's not like damaging anything, right? It's just there. Like, it's not like...
Going into your optic nerve.
Yeah, it's not like...
So
hurting you or damaging anything in your eye?
No, it's just affecting the vision.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. And some people were saying that like they can like eat through the cornea sometimes.
That's problem.
So we'll see. I'm trying like not to get worked up because last time I was really, really upset. But I'm just going to wait the 3 months, do the checkup, see if it needs to be removed again.
Right.
In 3 months? He wants you to come back?
Don't worry.
Yeah. It is what it is.
At least it's not, like, noticeable to you as last time. Like, it was really bothering you.
Yeah.
Now it's like you don't feel it. Doesn't it's not obstructing your view or anything.
Oh, that's oh, you don't feel or see it right now.
No. So basically, like the growth inside puts a gap in your cornea and like pushes it out. So it would be like if you were like to put a pair of glasses in front of your eye, like you would be able to see clear. But if you turned the glasses, like it's gonna like make your vision seem kind of
like warped. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Makes total sense.
Like instead of looking through it straight, it would be like.
Yeah.
Could they ever clean it again and then stitch like the hole so nothing gets back in and it's a way of like really sealing the gap?
So they don't really do the stitch on because I just have like that smile little incision.
Yeah.
If they did the whole pull the flap back.
Oh, right.
But the reason he didn't want to do it is because right now having smile, I can get LASIK in the future.
Okay.
But if he was to do the flap, then you can't really like wouldn't recommend doing
LASIK. He also, the doctor does not know. I believe that you told me the doctor does not know if it was he left something in there from just scraping or one cell just like happened to make its way in.
Right.
There.
If one little cell is underneath there, it grows and multiplies like the cell like reproduces. And that's why
that's
mask
probably
keeps
what
growing.
Happened because you can't see a cell with.
Right. So he right? like one. You try to clean it out as much as you can. But even if one little one is stuck under there.
Damn epithelial
like,
cells.
Yeah. And just now knowing how tiny it could be,
yeah.
It could be either he left it or it just swam its way into the little sliver.
So that's the update.
You have a little stingray who reproduced on its own.
Yeah.
Just in there doing its thing.
Little stingray
eggs.
And your
eyes are the aquarium. That's cute.
I love the way this just ties in stories together.
Just come full circle.
Aww. You let me know if that doctor leaves another cell in your eye again.
Mm. I know.
I'm not going to see that.
Thank you.
I'll give him a cell in his eye.
Tomorrow's a leap day.
You're gonna end up in a cell.
What?
Tomorrow's a leap day.
Oh yeah!
I always feel like like people should have parties for a leap day.
Yeah, I think it's like it's so rare
like
that
a Memorial Day.
Yeah, go to a trampoline park.
Normalize
something.
Having a leap day party.
Yeah, if it's falls.
It
on
seems
a good day.
More exciting than a new year because this is only once every 4 years.
True.
You know what tomorrow should be leap year days. The Purge.
Yeah, right.
The Purge, because it's like a day that does not exist.
It doesn't exist.
So there's
no
law.
Rules.
And what day did this happen on? February 29th? Doesn't exist.
What a scary thought. It does seem... I'm going to sound like an idiot. It does seem possible in the future. I don't know why.
The Purge?
Yeah. Because it's not up to us.
I could see it in like
it's
a
up
different
to just a
country.
People.
I don't think it would happen in the United States of America.
The thing is, it's up to the population
to decide.
Because if everybody was on board, there's not enough room in prison. There's not enough time for all these cases. There's not enough. You know what I mean? Like if everybody decided to do, they can't lock everybody up. They can't. They literally could not do anything.
It is crazy to think about how. There's so much of us.
Baby,
if we were all just
people.
If we were just all on the same page for something, that is catastrophic.
Like, don't pay taxes.
Yes, just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
We need to pay for schools.
Yeah, right.
No, the billionaires got it.
Certain taxes need to go away.
Yeah, like let's not get greedy. Let's not get crazy. We get it.
I don't want to pay taxes on my.
No sales tax, you're saying?
Sales tax I'm fine with. The Social Security tax needs to go away. That's the biggest scam.
That is the biggest scam. Just money that's just like being taken out without your...
Because they think we're not smart enough to invest our own money. And then when you finally get to retirement age, you'll never be able to collect it all.
Yeah.
And then they just keep it.
And they know just some people just never even make it to that age.
Yeah.
So it just goes right into their pocket.
Yeah. Scam.
Animals don't pay.
That's right.
Damn, lucky, but they also...
Churches don't
And
pay.
They're smarter than us.
They also can't talk to anybody. That would suck. Imagine you like really wanted, like, I don't know, like a cookie one day, and you're just an animal. You're not going to be able to fucking get it.
Who was it, cool. Keke Palmer? They were like, if you could come back in a different life as something else, what would it be? She's like, I come back as a rock. I feel like they really got it going on. They're just solid.
What were we talking about tax?
We're talking about taxidermy.
Oh, animals.
Taxidermy... is a pretty crazy one because the first person that decided to do it had
to
be
sick.
One, sick in the head, also two, like, what do you
no,
mean?
No, no, think about it. No, like back then, you have the people that were like cavemen, they were using it as like a coat because it would get cold.
Well, that's like the fur.
That's just utilizing parts of the animal for other things. Taxidermy is literally stuffing that animal.
But it comes from that. I feel like it's not far off.
I think it's from for trophy hunting, though. People would kill something out of sport for fun, and they wanted to have it back as a trophy to be like, look right? what I killed.
Or animal, like a pet you can get taxidermy on.
Right.
It's just a very bizarre concept.
To just fully stuff a whole animal?
Yeah.
What about like a taxidermy? So would you ever taxidermy? Because I know that you've hunted like occasionally. Would you ever taxidermy like the head of a deer?
The only thing I would never, I couldn't shoot a deer. Okay. I've only killed two animals, but I ate them. And it was two quail.
Oh, that's not that bad.
I killed a squirrel. This shit tasted awful. I felt so bad.
You killed a squirrel?
I felt so... Yeah. Squirrel. Because I was a kid and they're like, go, go. And that was like the only thing in my peripheral. So I shot it and I was like, woo! And they're like, you have to eat it now, Zane.
Ugh.
There's no and way. That's
where were
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I had to eat it.
You were at like proper hunting. You were yeah, like North, with a BB
no,
gun.
No, no,
it
was just
in
my backyard. No, I was in North Carolina, like... with my family visiting, and
you got
we'd go
pressured
hunting.
Into eating a squirrel.
They just didn't. That was the rule, but they just didn't tell me after I did it. Mm. I think that they. I think they liked.
And
it, like,
that, was it barbecued? Was it?
Yeah, they cooked it. They cooked it and they put it in front of me. It wasn't like a evil thing that they did. It's definitely it's edible. Yeah, yeah. Like you can eat it. I just,
my
the taste was not
squirrels.
Good. But doves.
Doves are interesting. I don't think I could eat that. I heard they're delicious though.
Heath,
delicious.
It tastes like it like Panda Express chicken.
Stop.
Panda Express chicken.
No, like it's just so it's
Isn't
so
it like sweet and soft?
Without having any sauce in it.
No.
It's just sweet chicken and just it's
our new backyard. The only bird back there are doves.
Don't let Zane
covered
come.
In doves.
They'll be gone real quick.
Give me your salt gun. I
love morning doves.
Make a little sweet and sour chicken.
Stop it.
You know what's another weird thing I. Just because I look at, you know, food preparation, if things go down, like growing your own fruits, veggies, things like that. Apparently, the best animal to have is bunny rabbits like meat because of how quickly they reproduce and grow to a full size.
Did we talk about this last episode?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is so, go on.
But yeah, so bunny is a, like a... great source of meat to have as like a meat farm.
Or better than having chickens.
Better
like,
than having
more
chickens.
Like a better like apocalyptic like livestock to have on you.
Yeah.
If you, it was like the end of days and you needed to
and
have food.
People were saying like it's the best for that, but it's the hardest because you have to
kill a bunny.
Kill a bunny and
yeah, that's horrible.
But
would you keep one?
I would be the person one. To be like, okay, let's set this up and then not be able to ever harvest them.
Yeah. Because they're all of them so just being so cute playing with each other, humping
they're
each
really
other.
They're really sweet.
Yeah.
But I'm for the if you shoot it, you have to eat it. So
I respected that. Like
for eating the squirrel.
Absolutely. No, I knew I had to. I mean, I didn't want to, but I was definitely forced to.
I've had rabbit. But I was
How
in,
is it?
I was in Australia at a really nice restaurant.
Yeah, no,
and I was like 13 no. and I was like hey, you only live once, and I had it. It was like chicken, but I felt like, you know, like the way like salmon is, like how it has like a lot of like layers to it.
Mm.
For me, I felt like it was a very like layered like meat. It was kind of flaky, but that's what I remember eating.
I saw you eat it again, though. On I did on your close friends.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging upside down by the feet.
Zane, you promised. You promised.
You remember when everybody used to have bunny feet on their keychain?
Yeah, old rabbit foot.
Wait, what?
A lucky rabbit foot.
I remember I wanted one so bad.
Wait, was it?
It was the hot thing back in
elementary
school.
Was it taxidermized?
It's just a little keychain.
Yeah.
Wait, it was real?
Yes.
I also used to have a crocodile foot like on a necklace.
Everybody had
that
crocodile claw. Why?
Yeah. Oh, that's
you don't remember seeing those everywhere?
Yeah.
Or wasn't there also like a raccoon tail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Davy Crockett kind of like.
Oh my God. I forgot the squirrel that I killed. They skinned it and made it a thing. And it was in my bedroom for years.
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
Hanging in my room. It smelled so bad.
There's no way.
It was in my room hanging. You don't ever.
I don't remember it.
Did you like it?
No, I hated it.
It's hanging
it
from his,
so
like from his fan.
Those are cute though. That reminds me of like the scene days.
with little coon tails.
Yeah.
The hats are really cool.
Yeah, little Dave. Was it Davy Crockett who wore that hat?
That's like Met Gala shit right there. Look at that.
What's the theme this year?
Wildlife.
Furries.
What's you guys' thoughts on like bear rugs?
Bear rugs. Good. Like, is the head still on the rug? Did you kill it yourself?
It's wild that that's the only animal I feel they do that with. Like, cowhide rug. Imagine seeing a cow head sitting there. You would be like, what the
fuck? That's true.
Dude, there was a kid I knew at UT, and he had these like rich grandparents who had a house like off campus, and we would go to this mansion. He had his grandparents had a white tiger fur rug with the whole head on the tiger in the house. Real. Like,
I've seen those in movies.
You killed a white tiger? I'm like, this is the most like illegal, like gangster shit I've ever fucking seen.
Wow.
And he was like, yeah, like my grandfather killed it and whatnot. And it was just
at some point, insane. Like animals are so like, I know somebody like in the friends, like my family friends circle, he was like a big game hunter and he had animals that like you just don't, he had a giraffe, man.
That's sad.
Like you are, why would you ever kill a giraffe? It's not like you're hunting it and it's like, it's,
no,
bro, it's sitting.
Yeah,
that's poaching.
Saying the giraffe, I went to, I had to work at this house that was on Star Island in Miami.
Yeah.
Star Island where it's like all those insane rich celebrities live there. There was one house I was working at. He had an entire taxidermized giraffe on the staircase. It was unbelievable. The head going over the staircase. It was crazy.
I remember seeing it and being so sad. I'm like, it's a giraffe. It's not like a predator I don't know.
And also to make that like your interior decision in your home, like, is such a bold move. Like, you gotta hope that like every guest who come over is like,
nice. Yeah.
Giraffe, because people are going to be coming over cool and remembering giraffe. That. And
yeah, like, it's honestly, like, just seeing even that tiger, like, skinned like that on the floor, I can't look it back up.
It's like, too
that sad. To me, like, that to me, I agree with PETA in certain things, where I'm just like, that is really hard to look at. Cool. Just like an animal skin just lay on the floor for your own enjoyment to walk over, that's it.
He also had,
it's crazy.
The whole house was like this, and they were in stations, and the taxidermy he had done was, I'll say, cool, but when you like think about it, like he had like rock shelves coming off with like white mountain goats like perched up, like walking like
around. Does he live at a Cabela's?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally like that.
Do they do that at Bass Pro Shops? Do they have taxidermized?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Cabela's. All over. Yeah.
Like obviously like the positions were cool and it felt like they were like walking right there, but it's like you literally killed. I don't know.
You know, it is a little
just
strange.
Like you pay a huge check.
So much of it is just like culture and reference point. They grew up with probably a family that was just like, their dad told them, like, when you get one of these, you got to stuff it. Yeah. You got to be proud of it for the rest of your life. It's
crazy how many friends we have back home. Like, I'll just be scrolling through Instagram and you just like
still
see them, the fucking gator mouth open like this. And
yeah, I still see that on my feed.
Yeah. That would give me the ick.
All the time.
You're looking at him. You're supposed to.
I went duck.
You did not do an alligator.
No.
I think he would do like fish. I think it was like different fish.
But I was always catch and release.
Yeah, but they were dead.
They didn't die.
I went duck.
Bring them home.
I went duck hunting though in Alabama, like over Christmas break. I didn't have the gun. I didn't shoot, but I was like, a couple guys were going and they invited me. I'm like, well, if it's gonna happen, I want to go just watch it go down.
You were supporting. You were guilty by association.
I was just chilling with the dog. You know? No, I just sat there and just watched it all go down. They only killed like two ducks.
Did they eat it?
I don't know. I think one of the guys who was like the head dudes took him back and I don't know what he did with it. He probably ate it or something. But,
do you know what buck fever is?
No. When when it's mating season?
No. So buck fever is the feeling that you get when you shoot your first buck.
Oh.
And people post their reactions like to it all the time. They'll film themselves like having buck fever. And it's such a weird concept to me because all of the people are like, that's it, man. That's the buck fever. You're hooked. And it's these people like shaking and crying and like hyperventilating. It's like,
my mom had buck fever that day we were doing disc shooting.
Oh, that's funny.
That was just getting a trigger happy.
That was I got footage of my mom, like that was buck fever right there. She shot that shot, she hit it literally
like it was just a through her back, the back of her spine.
I don't know. Maybe because I've never done it, I've never had it. But to me, what it appears as, like, just guilt.
Oh, it's a place of guilt.
It's not. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be like this exciting thing.
I thought
thing,
it's like a primitive rush because yes, you have conquered
right.
getting
it says
the meal.
Nervous excitement.
Provided.
Yeah, yeah. That to me, that's what I thought.
That's what everybody like says, like buck fever, like it's a primal feeling. Like you just killed an animal. It's this like emotional thing.
I think as a human, it feels wrong because they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like they weren't coming at you. They're just standing there eating.
Yeah.
So like, I think automatically you're just going to feel this rush of guilt. And then you're like, but I did it. But
it looks the same as when people would murder somebody.
Right.
It's that like shaky, like you just took a life. I don't mm-hmm. know. I don't know if it's specifically like this primal thing of like you just, you know.
You see, for me, that squirrel was like going to attack me. So I had to shoot it. I was in fear of my life.
Because
that squirrel
I also
had rabies.
I felt bad when I shot those two birds and I got like really emotional and worked up. Not for the sake of like, I'm a provider. I'm a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah.
And I just, it was like, oh my God, I just took a life right now.
Like you blindsided them.
Yeah,
like they didn't see it coming.
You're an empath.
I got them with one shot though. That was
you got them with one shot, but they also could have been just killed, eaten alive by another predator as right. well.
They could have been robot
like
birds,
a mountain lion.
They could have been just like engineered birds,
spies.
Yeah. What if you took down like a Russian
and I
bird?
Found a GoPro in the eye?
You wild.
But yeah, that was my thoughts on.
All right, awesome. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, we should because it's 3:20. We got to do the unwind and then we have the call at 4.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
All right, go hit it.
How about you hit it? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms. And you check out these episodes every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right, baby. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every month, behind the scenes content. We got like a little Discord where you can hang out and talk. We also keep these cameras rolling for another like 20 minutes. You get an extended version of the podcast. And
I'll be posting more underwear pictures.
We actually have a episode up right now if you haven't seen it yet. It's when Zane came in here face half melted off and high out of his mind after getting his tooth removed.
And I loved it.
So that episode is live right now if you want to check that out too. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, that's it, folks.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.